is training too. Open up, boy. She smiled. It wasn't the devouring cat smile I'd seen so many times when she talked about the boys she trained, devoured, and kicked out. It was pleasure and kindness and a little hard certainty pouring into me. I'd let her do me any time. Maybe that's why we were friends all along. Okay, David, I'll see you again. I want to admire your body and your collar when you're ready. She smiled and kissed me on the cheek. Take good care of my man, Lan, or I will fuck you up. He chuckled and I felt all warm inside. Come on, big boy. We need to start your training, Lan said, grabbing the front of my Hawaiian shirt. I wanted to protest, but couldn't pull my eyes away from the massive muscles of his shoulders bunching and his biceps bulging into softballs as he pulled me bodily from sitting to standing, towering over him. I was afraid the Tommy Bahama would split, but it didn't. Enough of this bullshit, Lan seemed to be reading my mind. He grabbed each side of the silk shirt and pulled, the wooden buttons flying in all directions. My mouth opened, but I couldn't bring myself to object. I watched as he revealed the fuzzy gold mounds of my pecs, the small bowl of my belly, the abs still just visible like manicotti. The fur had crept onto my shoulders, I noticed. My body was shining softly with sweat, my body hair like old gold. He was noticing me too, his eyes running over me like hunger. I loved the way he looked at me. It made me want to pose. I could see his cock hard in his pants, and it seemed to be throbbing. But with my head swimming and the music hard in my ears, everything seemed to be throbbing. He led me toward the back of the club through a set of celluloid curtains. A thick Samoan sat there in a security t-shirt watching us pass. He smiled at me like I was a sheep and didn't know what was inside. I'd worn that grin before. My ass tingled. Inside, darker music was pumping in the black lights, and bare red bulbs outlined flesh and hid detail. We passed two men in their 20s, slowly fucking a woman between them, the woman suckling the wide nipple of the tall black man in front of her as he made out with the slender white guy grinding into her from behind. I wanted to be all of them. Several dudes were leaning against the walls, groaning, eyes rolling as an assortment of men and women sucked their cocks, small, large, cut, uncut. Didn't this only happen in seedy gay places? Where was I? Lan steered us into an alcove in the back. Too fucking tall, he muttered in a throaty voice. He yanked my shorts down to my boots. He slapped my big cock a few times, leaving red marks. My balls pulled up. He smacked my furry ass. That's gonna be delicious. He looked into my pale eyes with his dark ones, and I almost fell in. I opened my mouth slightly and leaned forward to kiss him, tilting my head to avoid the hawk of his nose. Right, he sneered. On your knees for me, big boy. With massive strength, he pulled down on my big traps. My knees buckled and hit the deck. I was facing his huge shaft, pointing left inside his chinos, a wet spot near his left hip. Kiss it, he growled. I licked my lips. I leaned in. I kissed it. It was warm under my lips, and they throbbed together, the veins in his huge dick and my red lips. A humiliating thrill ran through me. I kissed it again, tasting the pre-cum from the thick cockhead. I licked it. Yeah, clean my fucking pants of that pre-cum you made me leak, boy. Soak it with your spit. I thought about how many guys had sucked my cock, and I had prided myself on never sucking theirs. That had started out as a way to not get HIV, but then it was a power thing that they loved. I was licking the fat outline of his bulbous cockhead and thick shaft, at least an inch longer than mine and thicker than my own monster. I grabbed my cock to jerk off. He shifted and put one of his black boots on my nuts. I gasped and looked up. There was a wicked flush on his face. Did I say you could touch your little cock, boy? No. I found myself whining. I pulled my hands away. On instinct, I put them behind my ass. The hair is tickling my wrists. He smiled, but it wasn't nice. Good boy. Time to teach you how to please a man. I thought I already knew how to please a man. Maybe I only knew how to please boys. I was wobbling slightly, but riveted as he slowly unzipped his khakis. I thought he'd pull his cock out of it, which I thought would be hot, seeing it bob and hang from a hole in his pants, but it was too big and his hips were too narrow to pull that off. He had tight black undergear on underneath. The shining outline of his cock literally made me drool. Slowly, he peeled down his shorts. It seemed to go on forever. His shaft was thick and olive-colored and completely straight. Big veins snaked along its length from his huge, smooth nuts to the perfect round swell of the head. I started to lean forward. I had to get that massive beauty into my mouth before I drooled on myself. He grabbed my jaw in his big hands, and I managed to wrench my eyes away from his amazing tool. My ass clenched. He spit full in my face, and I closed my eyes just in time. The hot wet of it ran down my left cheek and into my beard. I grunted, in surprise, maybe. I felt this swell of gratitude. My dick, which no one had ever called little, jerked. I needed his cock in my mouth, or to jerk off, I'd come in seconds, coating the floor. My lugs were thick and big. I felt my hairy nuts brush the floor as my balls rolled around in the sack. David, you are the object. You need to learn how to please me and earn pleasing me before you get the privilege of even sucking my cock. His boot tapped between my cock and balls with his next words, punctuating each one. You get that. I knew it was expected. I kept my eyes closed. Yes, sir, I said, my suddenly deep voice vibrating in my belly. Good boy, he said low and gravelly. His heavy cock thumped into my beard, rubbing pre-cum onto my hairy cheek. My cock lurched. He noticed and chuckled. His accent was thick as he said, your lady friend, she was so right about you. My God, you're going to make me so fucking happy. His hand tightened on my jaw, and it opened wide. He said, say ah. I moaned out, ah. He slid the plum head of his fat dick inside my mouth. I wanted to close my red, red lips on it, lash it with my tongue. I'd always been afraid of pre-cum since back in the day they thought it gave you AIDS. I wanted his to coat my tonsils. I tasted it salty, slick as he rubbed the head of his cock on my tongue. There's a good boy. Now close your lips and open your throat, and I'm going to fuck your face. And if you open up real good, you'll get my load down your throat. I moaned again. My big lower lip closed greedily on his glands. Under his fingers, I extended my lower jaw to open my throat. I held my tongue still with an act of will as I felt a little spurt of pre-cum hit the roof of my mouth. God, I wanted this man. God, I'd wanted this for a long time. Slowly, he pushed his cock deeper into my mouth. I pushed my tongue forward, further accentuating the thrust of my jaw, making my mouth deeper and opening my throat. The long, straight shaft slipped along my lips, smashed my tongue down in my mouth. I moaned like a whore, and he chuckled. Open your eyes and look at me, boy, while I own your throat. Land's voice and whatever I was on had me begging for anything he wanted to dish out. My green eyes flew open. His eyes were huge and black, like magnets nothing could break free of. Inhale deep, he said, sawing his fat cock back and forth through my lips. His big balls were already pulling up in their hairless olive sack. I took a very deep breath, chest and belly swelling. Stay with my eyes, he said as his fat cock head pushed against my tonsils, like I had a choice. Just go deep into my eyes as my cock goes deep into you. I knew I was leaning forward, my throat muscles clenched on the huge plum of his cock head. His pre-cum was flowing now, slicking my throat. I swallowed around him and he grunted pleasure. Deeper now. We're both going deeper and deeper now, aren't we, David? He kept up a steady rhythm of speech, matching the back and forth of his massive cock easing down my throat. I felt like I was falling away. I could barely think. Deeper and deeper, that's a good boy. So happy to be so full of cock that owns you. The man that owns you, letting go of that stupid little self-will. I groaned and swallowed the full length of his rod, not even feeling the huge head buried down my throat. My nose was against the flat plane of muscle, the trapezoid at the bottom of his abs. both hands clamped on the side of my head. I just leaned there, locked to his eyes, unable to look away. Meeting Zerzkok so badly you can't look away. You don't even need to breathe. The burning in your lungs is a need for my cock, isn't it, boy? My drool ran down his ballsack and hit my knee. There was a thrumming pulse running all the way through me. The burning filled me more and more as his cock filled me, as his eyes and voice filled me. I realized I had never been happy before this moment. His grip was iron. His cock was iron. He was fucking my face, slowly, deliberately, hard. Tears ran from the corners of my eyes. All I could see was the mountain of man that was laying above me, the rolling of his muscles as he fucked my skull. The patter continued. The words were a river I couldn't hold on to. All you need is search cock inside you. You don't need to jerk off to come. You're a good boy. Every time I remind you, you're my good boy. You will touch this need, this place. All that old resistance falling away. No need for it. Whenever you masturbate, you will think only of me. Need only my cock. Otherwise, so empty. He was picking up his pace. Some tiny part of me in the back of my head was rolling my eyes, thinking, what? Did this guy think he was fucking hypnotizing me? Even as that part of me went down into the black need that was being released inside me, that would be realized inside me, I lost the rest of what he said. My vision was slowly darkening, tunneling down. His thrusts were hard. My throat felt hot and raw. Now you're going to take it. You're going to remember doing it, needing it, how you submitted all for this. And when I come inside you, you will come, my good boy. Now come! His boots scraped down my cock and pressed on my balls. His huge dick expanded inside me even more. It spasmed. I began to swallow as his massive meat unloaded down my throat. One jet, hard pressure on my nuts, and they jerked. Two jets as the plum head pulled back from my throat, bathing my tonsils. Three jets and my vision was darkness in his eyes as his cum splashed my tongue and the roof of my mouth, salty and strong like the drinks I'd been given. The pressure in my lungs was the pressure in my cock and the pressure in my jaw. I came like I'd never come before. Only Land's grip on my skull as his plum head rested between my lips kept me on my knees. Over and over, my nuts spasmed under his boot, and my cock unloaded against the wall of the alcove, across the floor, across Land's boots. The last of his cum drained into my mouth, and I swallowed and swallowed. Something gave way inside of me. I was happy. I would never be this happy again. I would do anything. Land sat down on the little board seat nailed to the wall, his muscles bunching and contracting, resting my head on his huge leg. His cock came out from my sucking mouth with a pop. I was just staring at the 10 inches lying there, thick, a darker purple than when he put it in. Land leaned forward, one hand holding my head, the other my nipple. He began muttering in my ear. I felt asleep, but knew I was wide awake. His words were pouring into me, like everything else.